Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Layup. Sweet. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelics to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most, the Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, where we've been. All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac. On 93 Sweet FM Ism.
Orale, Holmes. It's a little crusty from Eastside Vatos Locos, Holmes. I remember him back in the days when he used to come through. I remember the OE, Holmes. Don't think I forgot. Just giving a big shout out. Y'all not knowing, you better give him his props, eh? Tweet, Cadillac.
What you know about rap, yo? Take a whole lot mode in the gang go. Lot mode in the Range Rover. Whole lot mode in the Red Hoe. I serve y'all bozos. Hell away, most straight from the get-go. Let's talk about flow though. In front of me, you run like Flojo. What you really wanna rap for? Really though, all y'all so-so. Break it down like a low-low. Greatest hit, flow to the Momo. Yo, 40, I'm gon' crash. With a hit for that ass and a dash. Ain't a blade, a pimp can't match. Every beat that I'm on gets mad.
Man, it's the speed dude. You need to give me a call, man, at
I need 12 to how to write my own songs, and I need some different flavor, man, and I think you want that type shit without bitches. I need 12 tight ass songs from you. Let me know, nigga. Think we'll talk about some cheese, you know what I'm saying? Money ain't gonna be no problem. Tweet Cadillac, what it do? This is DJ Alec, aka Stockin' Dollar 2. Specializing in keeping them toes to the pavement. You know what I'm talking about? All I do is get it up out of bitch's ass, man. My partner, my pimp partner, true friend. Tweet Cadillac, you know how we do it, man. You know what I'm saying? We stack them up in racks, man. I let you boy in a minute.
Trying to eat, and this girl been doing her thing for years now. So, with that being said, I'd like to introduce you to my lovely special guest tonight, Ms. Lady Envy. How are you doing tonight?
Yo, yo, yo. I'm good. What's good with it?
Man, we about to have a funky good time, man. We do this each and every Thursday night. 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Want to give a big shout out to our sponsors, Stacy Adams Incorporated. Make sure to go to tweakallike.com, click on the sponsor link, click on the picture of the Stacy's, and get you a 20% discount. They'll know that Tweak Cadillac sent you. Also, our other sponsor would be fundiggity.com. They're located in Compton, California. The address is 661 East 62nd Street, L.A., Cali, 90001. They're open from 3 to 11 p.m. The phone number is 310-404-6849. Their last night there will be on the 18th, which would be, what's today, Thursday, Saturday night is the last night. We're about to open up a brick and mortar. So we're still going to be available for DoorDash, Uber Eats, etc. Tell them Tweak Alex sent you. Also, the GLUShow.com, our sister, our brother show. Yeah, West Coast Wednesdays, Flashback Fridays, and OG Sundays. Sun Sound Concerts and Tours. The beautiful Maxine McClendon. She hooks us up with all kind of cool stuff. MagnificentWax.com. They're available in Walmarts. Or just go to the website, Magnificent Wax. Tell them Tweak Alex sent you. And Mr. Jeff Kwan from BTP Media. With that being said, Lady Envy, now, I got so many questions I want to ask you. I kind of don't know where to start, but I kind of do know where to start, so I'm going to start here. It seemed like you are damn near a truck driver because you all over the place. You in Mississippi, you in Houston, you in Atlanta. Where the hell are you right now? That's what I want to know. Where are you right now?
Look, a little pit stop over here in the Mississippi real quick. A little pit stop.
Okay. So, man, you're from Detroit, but you was raised in Mississippi. Do I got that, like, halfway right?
Oh, yeah, you on the money, for sure.
So you went to high school in Mississippi.
Yeah.
See, that's where you're from. Wherever you go to high school at, that's really how we consider where that's where you're from.
Yeah.
I'm from South Central LA. I went to high school in LA. So basically, I'm from LA. So where did you go to high school at?
Well, I went to high school in McCown. I'm from everywhere.
You're from everywhere.
I'm from everywhere.
So you're from everywhere. So they know you in about 13 different states, huh?
Yeah, I got it. Hold up. They know me now here in Cali. What's good with me?
You ain't got to check in at all because they already know Envy coming through. Y'all got to roll out that carpet real fast for her. I ain't mad at you. How long you been doing this rap stuff? Because, you know, man, it's a hard industry to just jump into. I done seen people come and go, man. Man, I've been doing this thing for 30-plus. You know, I'm like the grandfather of hip-hop. So I know, man, it ain't an easy game, especially for a female. A lot of females nowadays really got to have some nuts to even jump up into the game and really make your presence known. But I'm seeing that you're able to handle that. So what made you get into rap to begin with?
Well, I started off doing poetry, and when I realized that I had a flow behind it, I just put a little beat. And I realized that my poetry was lyrics with, you know, with a beat behind it. I just started going like that.
Wow,
I started writing
poetry.
Figured
out that you enjoyed it.
And I just
figured out that you enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I realized I had a little flow. I was like, okay, my delivery sounded good. All right, we on to something.
Wow. So you just kept that pen moving then, right?
Yeah, right, for sure.
Tell me that you still use a pen. Tell me that you ain't no phone rapper where you writing raps on your phone. To me, that's cheap because I'm sitting
look,
here right
can
now.
Can you hear the paper? Can you hear the paper? Can you hear the paper, the pen?
Okay.
I'm one of them.
Now you get some respect up out of me now. Just earned my respect
because
I'm sitting here right now. And I've been retired for years, but I can look at 13 notebooks full of raps. So that's what I respect. All up in the booth, all up in that booth trying to write raps on an iPhone, that's cheating. That ain't no raps.
Exactly. No, that's messing with your creativity. Let your creative flow, everything about you from the top of your head to your hands, all of that works together. So whatever you're releasing in your mind, you're going to go ahead and go on through the body, you're going to get that pen, get the moving, create a juice. You're going to see what you're writing, feel what you're writing, and it becomes your
lyrics. I believe that.
All of a sudden,
I know that to be 1,000% true because all the real writers out there can attest to this. Have you ever wrote, say, a 16, right? And then you might have to go through the store or whatever, so you leave the paper down and you go handle your business and you come back and you pick up right where you left off, and if it's still got that same feel, you can always go back to that verse. Man, I got, man, what I used to call scrap raps. It's like if somebody say to me, can you spit a verse? Man, I go to my notebook. I can pick out a verse.
Straight up.
Man.
Straight up.
Without a problem for whatever the occasion is. So I know there's something about actually seeing it on that paper, and it'll put you right back in that same frame of mind you was in when you wrote it. So I definitely commend you on that. So what did you think about the first time that you heard yourself on the playback tape? Because I can remember that, and it was like, wow, I never would have thought that's how I sounded. So how was
it kind of describe
that feeling to you?
It was crazy. What I used to do, I used to close, you know, how you cover up your ears to kind of see how you sound. So I used to, I used to do that. So to hear me in the mic and it's coming back through my headset, I'm like, wait, that's me? I was a little taken by it, honestly, because I don't have like this grown woman, sexy sort of voice. So I had to grow and develop and you know, accept that this is how I sound. I had that boyish voice. You know, I didn't have that girly 5'6" voice, so when I spit, I sound all, you know, like a male. And I was like, I don't know about this. So I was a little insecure about my delivery, my voice, and all that stuff. I ain't gonna lie, I had to get myself together. It took me a little bit, but I got it together. But I didn't really like it. I used to try to, you know, fix my voice, sound a little sexier, and it didn't work. Because then I started sounding fake. Like, I was like, I can't deliver like this. So I got out of worried about what people was gonna think, and you know, down south they say they compare you to like, well, they compare me to a male Boosie or something like that. So I was like, I don't want to sound like a man, but hey, it is what it is. You know.
Yeah, you sound like that. You
I was
probably
like, I can't
got
change
a,
my voice. Brother.
You sound like you might have a 380 in your purse from time to time, but you know,
hey,
it's all
don't
good.
Play with no hair.
It's hip hop. We understand it. The streets is real. But man, just by you being traveling. Yes.
Oh, I wanted to say, because you did ask me a question. You asked me about how long I've been doing the rap.
Yeah. Speak
up. And I want to let you know. Yeah, I want to let you know that not just me rapping, because, you know, whatever, whatever, but as me being an artist, I started taking that seriously 8 years ago, but I started spitting about, 14, 15 years ago. So I started taking myself serious as an artist 8 years ago.
Well, how so you you call it the slow grind, right? You say you call it the slow grind.
Oh, yeah, the slow grind and the best grind. Oh, yeah, it's still
a
little time.
I can dig it. Let me bring in my co-host, Mr. G. Lou, man. We live with Lady Envy. He just stepped into the studio. Good evening, sir. How are you tonight?
Good evening, good evening. Good evening, Tweed. Good evening, Lady Envy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Ready to hear Lady Envy's story. I've been hearing a lot about you. Glad you could join us tonight.
Oh, yeah, most
definitely. Man, the girl from all over. Man, she probably ain't going to be in one city much longer because, man, the girl everywhere. If we was bounty hunters and we trying to find her because she just skipped bail, that girl got a hot honeycomb high dose all over the damn country.
You know what I'm finding,
from Detroit, Houston, Atlanta, Louisiana, this girl might be anywhere.
You probably got
sugar daddies
in
every
out.
State. So how
not
many sugar daddies? How many sugar daddies do you have?
I had some sugar daddies. We all have been them blow by now. I'm talking about
you. No, you ain't.
No.
You ain't, man.
Yeah.
You ain't trying to get to a sugar daddy.
I don't stay still long enough.
Wow.
They don't want all the sugar.
You got to spread the honey, huh? You got to spread it around.
Hey, I don't stay still long enough.
So, you got mixtapes, you got albums, you got all kind of stuff, right? So.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What do you think that you're missing? If you're missing anything at all, what else could you do to take you to that next plateau or that next level that you think that you might need?
I feel like outside of the music is there. You know, my material is there, nice catalog, all of that. I feel like with that groundwork, more promotion and things like that, I feel like once you know, people get a feel for who I am and my name for things to be spread in the wind, you know, I feel like that's going to catapult me to the next level. Few more coins, you know, you got to invest in yourself a few more coins and investing into the right thing. It's all about investment. I feel like once that happens, it's going to catapult to the next level.
Are you an independent artist? Are you signed with someone or you
No.
One
woman
squad just trying to
mash. One woman. I recently connected with one individual, but other than that, I've been independent 8 years. I mean, solo dolo, by myself, everything from everything you could possibly think of. That's why I'm always screaming the slow grind. You know, I've been learning as I go. So every stage I've been blessed to hit, every studio I've been blessed to enter, every videographer I've come in contact with, photographer, anyone like that, you know, marketing companies, agencies, or anything like that, like, I did it on my own. Out of my pocket, working 2 or 3 jobs, grinding.
Wow. Wow, so you ain't going to share no money with nobody, huh?
I don't owe nobody nothing. I'm a straight up and down.
Everybody trying to eat.
No, indeed.
Those are your words.
I will invest in somebody. Everybody trying to eat. I will invest in somebody. If you're serious enough, we get there. You know, we get there. That's another thing that I was concerned about. I was like, man, I know somebody could come on through and invest in me. I don't know. They might be intimidated by the little lady. I don't know what it is. Somebody could have been invested in this little lady. She got it.
Well, maybe sometimes, you know, when people feel that you're competition, they really not gonna give you. Yeah, I mean, that can happen. That's happened to so many MCs. It's kind of hard to really count. That's a part of the territory. Nobody want to put you on a song and you turn them out. You feel me? So that can also be an issue. I kind of understand how that can happen. It's happened to a lot of people in the industry. But do you work with a lot of people?
No, I've had the pleasure of working with, I work with a couple independent artists, underground rappers. One by the name of Miss Mahogany. A rapper from the Pike County area, the rapper Ladine. He was well known in the camp. That's about it.
What city are they from?
Houston and Pike County.
Okay.
Well, the female, she's from Houston. I've worked with others. And I don't like the name drop like that because I don't want to leave anybody out. But I have worked with several others, but they didn't take the craft serious enough. You know, I've worked with plenty from somewhere everywhere, but everyone didn't take it serious enough. You know how it goes. Sometimes songs don't get released. If you're working with more than one individual, somebody bump heads, somebody fall out, they take the song and wait on another artist to replace that verse and all that chaos and confusion. So I'm solo dolo. I prefer to work by myself or either work with an artist who I know is serious about their craft and they're not coming to play no game.
There you go. Do you have do you have a lawyer?
I'm working on getting myself together with one. I had one and it was kind of like being shady. It was a little shadiness in it.
I suggest you get one.
Yeah,
you don't need a manager. You need a lawyer. A lawyer can get you a deal faster than a manager can because they deal with labels.
Really?
So you know, think about it. Well, let's get into
right,
some of this music.
Well.
Since you solo
dolo,
let's go solo dolo. 93.3 FM. Lady Envy, G. Lou, Tweet Cadillac. Check it out, y'all.
Drop dummy, 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 dummy. It's your girl, Lady Envy. Welcome to the final chapter, baby.
Who got the keys, jump?
Solo dolo, no crowd. On my dolo, no crowd. The way I move around, nah. Solo dolo, no crowd. On my dolo, no crowd. Solo dolo, no crowd. On my dolo, no crowd. The way I move around, nah. Solo dolo, no crowd. On my dolo, no crowd. Solo dolo, no crowd. That's the way I move around. No more stress and buku blessings. Told them I was up next. No faith, they didn't believe. Biggest smiles, all a dream. Bags, holding dreams. Started at the bottom, high school dropout, now a baller. Paid the cost with no more losses, living life with no more drama. Don't roll with many, I learned I can't be friendly. I was born different, ain't too many that can feel me. I done tried to change everything and grew my name. I ducked off, I lay low, I been peeping game. I'm a fish, I swim with sharks, I'm a diamond in the rough. I'm a diamond in the rough. Solo dolo, no crowd. On my dolo, no crowd. The way I move around, nah. Solo dolo, no crowd. On my dolo, no crowd. Solo dolo, no crowd. On my dolo, no crowd. The way I move around, nah. Solo dolo, no crowd. On my dolo, no crowd. I'm losing patience, I can't take it. So I fake it till I make it. Missing pieces to this puzzle. Friends come dime a dozen. I don't need them, we ain't people. They don't know nothing about me, homie.
This man named DJ Ant.
You need to stay close to DJ Ant.
Yeah, that was hard.
You really kind of
Yeah.
need to stay close to DJ Ant. That was a nice little fly sound right there.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, he delivered. He delivered.
Well, if you stay put in one city, maybe y'all could work better together. I'm fucking with you.
And I was just about to say, that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Wow. So, I got a gang of tracks here. I did the solo dolo. What's one of your favorites, man, that you want me to really just big up it? Give me some hard to do. Give me something hard to do. Which one is the one that you say, wait, this is shit right here. You need to play this one. Which one would that be?
Oh, I love Bossed Up and Blessed. That's going to always be my favorite.
Bossed Up and Blessed. Both of them is whack, though. Man. Both of them is whack.
Whack?
Yeah, man. Both of them joints is whack.
Oh, we about to go gospel. That's the only. Yo, please.
I like. Hey, look, man. I like Les Toast. Bossed Up, Blessed. Both of them is bootylicious. Them is bootylicious on the whack. I like Les Toast.
Okay, all right. Look, I'm a, hey, you gonna have to go ahead and email me some of that hen down through that
because now you about to turn me up. I just wanted to.
I love that
I had to turn you up. I had to turn you up.
All
right. Ladies and gentlemen, Lady Envy, she gonna boss up on us, y'all. 93.3 Sweet FM ism. Bossed up. Envy to the brim.
It's your girl, Lady Envy.
Girl, this girl. Wow. All right, then. Every time, hey, can't be mad at you. Can't be mad at you.
Yeah,
I bet you you done slapped a couple dudes in the back of the head with an Alize bottle back in the day, huh?
Man, I didn't need nobody. These hands hit hard enough. Man, listen to that inventory.
What?
Don't play with no hoe.
You'll be scrapping too? Oh, hell to the no.
I used to, surely did, and then say nothing else about it. Don't play with me. And
I know, but what you gonna do with your Chanel glasses? So I guess you take off the Chanel glasses,
and then
you start scrapping.
Oh Lord! Don't touch me now. These days, don't touch me now.
We gotta be ladylike, man. We can't just be out here rah rah.
Yeah.
We trying to get this rap
ain't
money.
Doing that now.
We gotta
you can't
be
yell too loud at me.
Rough.
I'm
good
raising
Lord.
Voice.
Oh my God! Yeah, inside voices only. When they
please,
approach the Detroit Diamond, you gotta respect the
you
Detroit Diamond. Wow. Well, I ain't mad
well,
at you,
talk.
Man. I'm gonna watch how I talk to you on this interview because you might try to come to Cali and sit and you know track me down. So I'm gonna watch what I say. I'm gonna be on my best behavior. Oh wow!
You was my dog for
best.
A minute.
Well, I'm a man. I'm gonna watch my tone. I'm a police my tone tonight. I'm a ease up off that Detroit Diamond because she four tough. All right then.
I'm
all right.
For that.
So, Miss Envy, 8 years grinding. Mixtapes, albums, videos. How was that experience for you in regards to, it's one thing to write them songs, go into the booth, record them songs. What happens when them cameras get in your face? Were you a little nervous or apprehensive, or did you just embrace that video side of the game?
I embraced it. It was second nature to me. It comes natural, honestly. And you know, you're always nervous in the little beginning, but once you start going, it's okay, considering that I think about, you know, I have my own vision in mind, so once I get with the videographer, you know, we just kind of bring it to life, and it makes me feel good knowing that it's coming to life, from the lyrics to the vision to the video being shot. It's something about it. You know, I love it. You can tell the energy in every video. It's the energy.
I sure could. I actually could. But I sensed
it.
That it was a lot of, you was kind of rowdy in one video I watched. I'm like, damn, I hate to bump into her in a liquor store. You know, I shouldn't stare too hard. She might be set tripping. Yeah, but...
That envy spit, I know exactly what you're talking about. Envy spit,
yeah.
I had to deliver like that. I couldn't show up and not show out.
I know, but
that's
you could have been a little bit more late.
Mm-hmm.
You was like, shit, nigga, you better not even look at
mm-hmm.
my booty. Don't it? If you look at my booty,
bet
I'm
not.
Gonna check you.
Bet not.
Wow.
Bet not.
You know, you said some things that. You said some things that I thought was kind of cool and kind of profound. You said good things happen for those who work hard, be patient, pray, and wait.
Yeah.
I kind of believe that too.
Yeah.
I kind of believe
that's
that,
good.
And I believe that if you do work hard, you will get everything that you seek to get. But you must work hard, mm-hmm. and I believe that you're actually doing that. And it's not easy for a female rapper. I don't give a damn where you from. You feel me? You could be born in front of Cash Money record building. That don't mean they gonna sign you. You could live across the street from Death Row Studios. That don't mean they gonna let you in the door. Feel me? So you must work hard.
Right. For real.
So
yeah.
You wake up
and
every day and do something for your craft.
Oh, every day. Every
That's
day.
Beautiful.
I don't miss a beat. And I'm always looking to see where I can improve it. It's not just about the pen and the pad. It's about how can I each one reach one, each one teach one. It's all with you believing in yourself first. You know, you can get out here and spit about knitting that paddy wagon, gave it all the bone and be on. But what will you be remembered for? So I'm going to be legendary. It's up. You're going to always remember me. And it's going to be something positive. It's going to be an impact. You know, doing it on your own, that's legendary enough. That's epic.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm a woman. You know, so forget patting myself on my back, beat myself on the back. You know, so I'm making some groundbreaking things going on for me, you know, and I'm doing it.
That's cool.
I can't, no days off.
That's commendable. You know, I'm just curious to know this as well. I've been hip hop a long time, but I really can't really think about any rappers that really came out of Mississippi. Can you name some? Because I'm sure some, but just off the top of my tongue, the tip of my head, I can't think of. Has there been anybody that I should know? Because I don't know why I don't know, and I know it got to be somebody that came up out of Mississippi.
Big David Banner.
I mean, David Banner, Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy, damn, I never knew that.
Who you said, Jazzy? That's it. That's all I said. Now, I don't want to leave nobody out. That's all. But I know. You're right.
I
gravitated towards Louisiana.
I've actually been to Mississippi.
When I called him. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I've been to Mississippi, and it was one of the worst experiences of my life. But I was in Jackson, Mississippi. Yeah, I was in Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah,
sweet. And we had a concert with Too Short. We had a concert with Too Short, and it was an after party where we was paid to go to this after party after the show, and it was the scariest shit in the world. It was a club that was off a dirt-ass road. I mean, it was no pavement, just you on some dirt. And then as the car get closer and the lights go, you know, you don't know where you're going. Excuse me.
I know you ain't lying. It's crazy out there.
Then all of a sudden it was a club, a hole in the wall. They were selling old English 12-ounce cans, 16-ounce cans. You know, everybody in the club had a can of 8-Ball. It was like, wow, this is crazy as fuck. Like the DJ pumping everybody up, you know, pumping this up. And I'm in like a little fake VIP area that they had made for us. And some song came on. I forgot who it was, but I was feeling myself and I wanted to dance. So I go out in the crowd. You know, man, got like one little bodyguard nigga that was kind of watching me. And I asked a girl to dance, and she said no. And I'm like, I'm going to fuck up to Tweaky. Like. So I go to another girl.
Right.
Ask her to dance. I asked three girls to dance, and all of them said
they
no.
They danced with Tweaky.
I'm like, wow. I could not believe that shit. It blew my mind. I'm like, wow. I guess they just didn't like do Cali or something. But yeah, that was Jackson, Mississippi. I'm like, I said to myself, I don't never want to go back to Jackson no more. So, what was your last concert? What was your last concert?
It was in, you said when or where?
Both.
Okay, well, it was in September in Pike County at the Macomb Unity Festival. It was dope.
Okay. Never heard of that. You know, did you get you some footage and all of that?
I gotta check that out. It was
cool.
Let me see.
What can I play now?
Yo, play that Les Cole while you playing.
Which one?
Les Cole, since everything else so whack.
No, I don't want to play that now. It's my show. Don't be telling me what to play. I want to play Envy.
Yeah.
I
like
that one.
I'm gonna be a lady. Let me work on that.
Yeah.
We're gonna work on that.
You need to practice. You need to practice.
I'm working right now, please.
Stay
I'm
out your emotions.
Right now.
Stay out your emotions.
I'm working on it. I'm
I
want to
play
now.
The fly stuff. Exactly.
Okay.
Hey, look, I like Envy Step. Tell me something about that song. What inspired that?
What song?
Envy Step. I like that one.
What inspired that? The beat?
Oh, girl, come on. That's all. Something had to get everything in your head before you picked up that pencil.
Let what? Me be your lady. Okay. I love to dance. So I want to create me a little dance song, you know, and I'm going to just say this. I only have two steps. And so when I say Envy Step, I only hit those two steps. But I make them look good,
that's
though.
Cool.
I make them look real good.
Okay. I know you four tough. It's all to the goody mop. Ladies and gentlemen, Lady Envy. Envy Step.
Cadillac, where my Stacy's at, homie? Church.
What's up, everybody? I'm MCJB of JJ Fad, and you're listening to 93.2 Tweed FM, lowrider oldies that are so supersonic. Yeah, that's it.
And you know this, man. This is what we do each and every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. What I need you all to do, man, for me right now, if you're an online listener, why don't you go and hit the follow button? It don't cost you a dime to get all up in mine. Once you hit the follow button, all you have to do is simply leave me an email, and you'll be able to get alerts, notifications of upcoming shows, celebrity guests that we have, and you will stay exactly up on what's going on over here, man. Don't cost you nothing. It's absolutely free, and it's greatly appreciated. We ain't asking you to send no money to my Cash App, all of that stuff. We ain't want nothing in my PayPal. We just want you to make sure to tell a hater, to tell a player that this is what we do each and every Thursday night. G. Lou.
Yeah, yeah.
You there? You got any questions for Envy? Because I don't want to rub her the right way. I think she got some brass knuckles in her purse and shit.
Now, can you speak on, like, I've been hearing a lot of good music. I didn't hear the beginning of the interview, so I don't know if you spoke on it yet, but can you please let the people know where they can go get your music right now? Because I want to go download some of it myself. So can you please let the people know where we can get the music at right now?
Envy.
Hello?
Envy.
I'm still over here on mute. I'm sorry. But I didn't hear what he said. So, yes, I will let you know. If you have iTunes or Apple Music, anything like that, you can find 11 Years Later. And, yeah, 11 Years Later and the final chapter there. If you know,
tell
like
them how you spell the Lady Envy.
Oh, it's a lady, I-N-D-Y. It's I-N-D-Y.
Okay.
So on all streaming major platforms, Spotify, all that good stuff, check me out. All of it. Google me. Lady I-N-D-Y.
Google. How do you spell Google, Lady Envy?
Google.
I'll fuck it with you.
How you spell Google?
Also, man, give them your social media information too, just in case they want to jock you and stuff.
All that kind of stuff, huh? So look, check me out Instagram, Facebook. It's Envy, I-N-V-Y Landrews. That's on both platforms. If you're trying to check me out, follow me on YouTube. It's Lady I-N-V-Y. Look, don't come on there trying to type in I-N-Y-N-E and all that stuff, I-V-I-V-Y. Get my name spelling correct first. Then we can go somewhere.
Okay.
Not E-I-N-V-Y.
All right, fellas.
I-N-V-Y.
Y'all heard that, fellas. Spell her name right. Put some respect on
it. And
make sure you send all your penis pics to her DM. And everything is cool.
Oh, please don't do that. Look, now you're playing. Disregard that last one. Please, it's not wrapped too tight.
All right. Well, I'm bossed up, man.
Oh, you're going to get your feelings hurt.
I'm bossed up. My feelings been hurt 1,023 times over the last...
I know, you don't
what?
Care.
Shit. You can't say nothing. I'm short. I'm old. I'm bald. What's he going to say? I drive an old Cadillac. What's he going to say?
I know you don't care.
You can't hear my feelings.
I know you don't care.
I'm a washed-up rapper. What the fuck you finna say? But I love me some Lady Envy.
That's
man. You all right. Man, you all right,
up.
Man.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Let me see. I got a song, man. Now I'm kind of torn because I got two, and I'm not sure which one I want to spin first. I like them both because I usually save the best for last. I ain't going to tell you everything, Envy. Damn. Let me do me. Can I do me? But a lot of times.
Sweet Cadillac and Envy show.
Well, actually, it is.
My bad.
But I'm in control of the playlist, so let me control the playlist.
Be a lady.
Basically, be seen and not heard until I ask you a question. Go make me some Hennessy. Go give me a drink while I figure out which one of these tracks. I'm uncheckable. Don't try to check me when the cameras go off. Slap me all in the back of the head. Shit. it's going to be elder abuse, girl. You, man, I'm too old. If you sock me, I'm finna call the AARP people on you.
I ain't got time for all of that. I'm trying to catapult to the next level. I'm good. You can make it.
All right. Check it out. Now, me personally, I got two. I like Les Toast. That's really cool. But I like Blessed as well. But I'm really not sure which one. So let me take a drink real quick, and then it'll come to me.
Get your mind right. You don't play Blessed.
Hey, man, brown liquor is, like, good. Man, if I got any brown liquor drinkers out there, press 1 if you're listening live on your phone. Press 1, and I'll bring you right in. Any online listeners, somebody just pressed 1. Okay, looks like we do have a caller. Give me 1 second here.
I'm falling in.
I might have to take another sip, because it could be a heckler, you know, could be a bodyguard. I don't know who
uh-oh.
To expect right now. You probably got gangster dudes listening and shit, gonna try to get me.
You talking to the
caller? You are live on.
Oh, I gotta be a lady.
That fit.
I'm sure.
Speak on.
Cadillac.
Hey.
Sweet Cadillac, what's happening, man?
Hey, man, just willing and dealing, trying to keep from stealing. That's what's happening.
Yes, sir. But if they give it away, it's okay to take it and run, man, because they might want it back, man.
I understand.
You got to grab it and go, bro. You got to grab it and go, man.
I understand. The people still up in me. I may be old, but I got a cane inside my Cadillac, so when I pop out that motherfucker, it's going down.
No, hey, Twin, you might have one of them cane, one of them swords in it, bro, but you know, it's 2023. You might have a motor up in that mug, too, and a little wheel come out, you can jump on that mug and take off, man.
There we go.
Lady Envy.
What's good, Ballistic? What's good?
Daddy, man, what's going on? Shout out to Tweet Cadillac and everybody over here, the whole squad, the whole team. Appreciate
Ryan
it.
Ryan in the building.
Yeah,
beautiful,
man.
Beautiful,
team Ryan.
Beautiful, man. If y'all want to hear the show again, it's posted up live online. You can go back and listen to it, or you guys can simply go to my Facebook page. It's on my wall. You'll be able to share it. So, man, we gotta boost Envy up, man. We gotta get her stock up. That's the reason that we're doing this. Big shout out, man, to Mr. Miller for making all of this happen. So what we really want to do is we want to get Lady Envy face out there. We want to get her sound out there. We want to do whatever we can so she can stand tall through it all. The girl work hard.
Yes, sir.
She patient. And she prays. That right there, those three traits right there, will get our support each and every time.
All right.
Yes.
She's kind of difficult to work with, though. She's kind of combative. She does have an attitude problem, but we love her, though.
Oh, yeah.
She's got to work on her attitude.
Unless you make it, please. Unless you make it, you got to have some type of tune. I need it.
Yep, you gotta be humble. Oh, she's humble, but she just might backhand you if you say the wrong thing. But actually, that's a good trait.
Okay, she got me. She got me humbled.
I ain't mad at her. I'm not mad at her.
No, me neither. Me neither, bro.
So what I want to do, I gotta go. I gotta go top off my Cavassier real quick. So I'm going to go to a commercial break. Oh, Envy, do you like oldie music by any chance?
Oh, yeah.
Like who, for example?
Oh.
What's your favorite oldie group? Because I usually don't play rap on this show. You know, this is the oldie
Oh, yeah, and I'm glad I'm here.
But I got called in with a marker, and I had to do it because I didn't want to end up in the trunk of a 1987 box Chevy for not doing this interview. So I had to look out. I actually had to look out. But what I'm trying to say is, what's your favorite oldie group?
Well, I don't listen to
Harry
but I like listening to Anita Baker.
You like Anita Baker?
I like Frankie Beverly Mays.
Oh, okay. My type of girl. Keep going.
Yeah,
keep
let's
going.
Do. Yeah. Well, I like listening to Betty Wright too. Late Betty Wright.
You like Betty Wright? Wow.
I love Betty Wright.
Me too. I love Betty Wright too, man.
Yeah, I was gonna see her concert. That's my girl.
Wow.
Not
being
no pain,
FM, y'all.
No pain, no gain.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
No pain,
okay,
no gain.
So, let me go top off this Kavaske, and we'll be right back after these messages. 90.3 Tweet FM is a...
Neglected, I won't be denied the pleasure of your kisses, the pleasure of your smile. I think you take for granted I'll always be here, just because I know you. It doesn't mean I won't disappear. I'm missing you, baby. Missing you, baby. Thoughts and mellow memories of once upon a time slowly creeping on me and they linger on my mind. Just let somebody love you, I just don't know why. Whenever I get close to you,
Hi, you've reached Becca's phone, and I'm not able to answer the call at this time. But if you please be so kind to leave your name and number, I'll give you a call back at my earliest convenience. And if this is one of Tweed's bitches calling on my fucking phone, this is not his number anymore, and I know that he drunk up my grandpa's Cavassier. You totally wrecked my fucking bins. And if you're trying to reach him, find him on Facebook Messenger, but as soon as I find out he has a new line, it is going down. Oh, and I know you got my fucking meat, and you need to bring that shit back. I'm not playing. I saw you when you left with it. Bye.
How have you offended my name? Osama Hussein, Kuwait Cadillac. You have offended me. In my motel magnum. You have offended all of us. You come in here with all these white men coming in and out. You ask for soap every time. What is this soap for? You need more soap. You use up my soap. Go to 7-Eleven and get this soap. I don't care. These can't have so any more soap. What is going on, Cadillac? $25. I need money for the guests you have coming and going. There is too much going on. Soap going, coming going, nobody saying, me no money losing. No, Cadillac, please tell me what is going on. You smell like soap. There you have my iron. You have not brought me back my iron yet. I can see your pants. They are creased, they are fine looking, and I have not seen my iron back with Cadillac. And then the white man, wait, we had an agreement, Cadillac. You held an agreement with me. You said every white man $25. It has been 3 days. I have seen 20 white men, like Osama Hussein and Tweed Cadillac, are okay right now. Really, I see you in the morning, continental breakfast. You and your girls come down here, eat a part of food that is free for everybody, and it's okay. Really, what I just need is I need my money. I really need my money, and there will be no more problems, okay? If you don't give me my money, there will be problems. I will need my money, Tweed Cadillac. You have to 2 o'clock to give me my money. I would cut off your internet. I would stop the continental breakfast. And if your partner here, I don't know, Mr. Insane, looking at my daughters, no. With Cadillac, there would be very much problem between us. I see what's going on. I will roll up on you in my camera in your house, sir. Do not play with me. You guys are coming still with the white men coming in. And now look at that white man coming in right now. What is this? With Cadillac, this is not... Again, I need my money, sir. Do not play with me. I know the ways of the sand. I do not play that shit. I am Osama Hussein, sir. Do you not think I am related? Suicide bomb your ass.
Holy Krishna, look who it is. It is Tweed Cadillac. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what up, Hubby?
Oh, my name is not Habib Tweed. You know, I'm going to start calling you Tweed Cadillac, because my name is Habib, you know.
Man, I just came here to get some paper plates, man. We're having a barbecue, man.
Oh.
But goddamn, I'm not finna give you $9 for 5 paper plates.
Calm down. It is negotiable. You know I pay CRV taxes and everything on
that. Why is it so hot up in the store? Turn on the fucking AC, Hoppy.
You are only in here 2 minutes. You do not pay PG&E. You don't even have exact change for 211.
Man, I just want some 211s, man, and a pack of Newports. But you want fucking $13 for a pack of Newports.
You don't even normally buy Newports. You always buy dime cigarettes.
Cause, man, anybody gonna give you no $13 for
okay,
a Newport?
Okay, calm down, buddy. I tell you what. It is $11.75 plus taxes. I will waive taxes today. If you tell your little crib buddies out here on 39th Street and Western Avenue to stop knocking over my trash. I do not like coming outside picking up trash. I know it is them, buddy.
Man, I got you, man. But look, I need a honey bun for my girl. But damn, the shit is like June and this is December. I can't buy that for no $5.
We like Mrs. Tweed. She is very nice woman, but you, I do not know what to do with you. I tell you what, Tweed, you do me a favor. Clean yourself up. You stop drinking too much 211 and you stop pimping. I give you a job. I got you right here. I put you, listen, buddy. You, when the taxes come down on the gas, you can go outside, change the numbers on the board, everything. I got you, buddy.
Habib, man, you cool, man, but you need to look out for the community, because you be tripping. Man.
I am about the community. I am right here, Harlem. You know, Century Liquor, we are west side. Yay, yay. You do not understand.
Well, God damn it. Do something about the smell. Smell like a motel in this motherfucker.
It is curry, buddy. You do not like curry. Everybody love curry, buddy.
Man, alright, Hobby. I got you, man.
Okay, so do you want plastic or paper?
I ain't gonna give you no fucking 35 cents for no bag.
Oh, Tweet, I do not know what to do with you, buddy.
How much is your taco box?
You still not have exact change, buddy. You do everything every day. You want everything for free. I am tired. I am going to die. I am going to die and leave 11 kids orphan, and you do not pay for 211.
Nigga Sam Williams, Tweet Cadillac, rapping 4K, man. The pimp camp, man. LA to the Bay, man. Shit, what can I say, man? The money just follows us, though, Jay. Dig that.
Wherever we at is where the money's at. The bikinis, Boston ladies, and Tweet Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call 4K. Collect your major pay, about a golden state. Hello. Wherever we at is where the money's at. The bikinis, Boston ladies, and Tweet Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call 4K. Collect your major pay, about a golden state. Get your back up off the wall. I'm huddled up with the baddest in the business, so we headed to the players' ball. We done did it again, flipped the gang of them ends. And I'm loving it from Buckets to him and her Benz. Blowing cookies and living life just like a gladiator. Suck a duck and dummy, dodging player haters. Congratulations to you bosses all over the world, and all you up and coming players with all these girls. Remember, money over matter, that's all I can say. And if you're still caped up at the end of the day, call it a blessing to be able to read between the lines, because it's big in the mind. Hey, dot your eyes and cross your T's, flip cheese 360 degrees. Watch some gold diggers after the whole thing is heartless. Regardless, man, this some cold niggas. Wherever we at is where the money's at. The bikinis, Boston ladies, and Tweet Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call 4K. Collect your major pay, about the golden state. Hello, wherever we at is where the money's at. The bikinis, Boston ladies, and Tweet Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call 4K. Collect your major pay, about the golden state. Hello.
On the mic, we've been known to come nice. Dip up in the booth, get to spit, no size. Rap ain't a game, it's a hella way of life. I done gave 25, what the hell for these stripes? Me and 4K Slim get love. Rolling in the pimp lane to the players club. If you seek and you search, you will find. Top shelf game intertwined in a rhyme. Figure slam, a stomp down P-Pal. Boy, get around, so we linked up in SoCal. Now we got it popping like corn. Played running up to 3:30 in the morning. We do that, feather in my pimp cap. Jump up out the lag, get the captain where your daddy at. If baby ain't tripping, finna roll. Internet, endo, E14. And everything we get, we done earn. Stick to the rules of the game that we learn. It's all about the money and the stash. Stay still, ready for your ass.
Wherever we at is where the money's at. The bikinis, Boston ladies, and Tweet Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call 4K. Collect your major pay, about the golden state. Hello, wherever we at is where the money's at. The bikinis, Boston ladies, and Tweet Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call 4K. Collect your major pay, about the golden state. Hello.
I keep it pushing for a throttle on pimping. Staring at my hourglass clock keeps ticking. Bitch don't listen, pimping I'm gone. All up in the bay, I slain with my high beams on. Yeah, my Uncle Tweet had to hop in the song. Along with 4K, Poker Bay, where I'm from. Rest in peace to my pimp partner, Mac Bomb. Got me wondering what the fuck really going on. And I can't lie, it brings tears in my eyes, which is why I only fuck with my guys. Slim Williams, no need to disguise. With my hand open, pimpin', man, I gotta get mine. Bitch in my presence, gotta keep her in line. While collecting every dollar, quarter, nickel, and dime. Wherever we at is where the money at. Reppin' 4K, Tiggins and Williams, and Sweet Cadillac.
Wherever we at is where the money's at. The bikinis, Boston ladies, and Tweet Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call 4K. Collect a major pay, about the golden state. Hello, wherever we at is where the money's at. The bikinis, Boston ladies, and Tweet Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call 4K. Collect a major pay, about the golden state. Hello.
From the lake to the bay, we catch a flight in. All the way from the cold state of Michigan. Hammer here, pick me up off the Sam brand. Cause she understand the plan of a P-man. Got a couple old tricks on my sleeve. I'm a cold Houdini, who all about a pretty penny. Let me talk to your players like a real piece should. If your girl ain't bothered, make her feel that she could. Walk her down the street, let her feel the beat. Tell her something real smooth, put some slippers on her feet. Like Cinderella, it can be what it seems. But if she ain't about the money, cut her off from the dream. Wherever we at, that's where the money at.
rapping Forte to Tweet Cadillac. Slim wheels in the pimp console, baby. Make the money, never let the honey break, man.
Wherever we at is where the money's at. The bikinis, Barcelonis, and Tweet Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call Forte. Collect a major pay, up out of the Golden State. Hello, wherever we at is where the money's at. The bikinis, Barcelonis, and Tweet Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call Forte. Collect a major pay, up out of the Golden State. Hello.
My person on my tooth, I feel like my bag tooth. Then I'm in a row with Shay, smoking a Cuban. Looking at the water and thinking about past surf. But loving how the wind blow under my tan shirt. Then I get a call, FaceTiming on the iPad. Talking about a deal, I don't know if I'ma sign that. Loving how Moscato wine tastes on the ocean. Loving how I flow and how the waves set the motion. Women in bikinis, I ain't loving how they use me. But I guess it's all for the image and the jacuzzi. Now I know how Pop felt shooting that tossed it up. If I ain't had no money, these hoes would be hard to fuck. But now I got the money, it's easy to call them up. In a camisole, all these bitches wanting this Matterall. You see them sitting on my lap like I was Santa Claus. If y'all ain't where the money at, I'm pimp slapping y'all.
Wherever we at is where the money's at. The bikinis, Barcelonis, and Tweet Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call Forte. Collect a major pay, up out of the Golden State. Hello, wherever we at, that's where the money's at. The bikinis, Barcelonis, and Tweet Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call Forte. Collect a major pay, up out of the Golden State. Hello.
Hello, 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 hello. We are live, Mr. Control. We are touchdown with Lady Envy and G Lou on 93.3 Tweed FM ism.
Envy, are you there? Money yet.
That's right. That's, man,
that's,
we just trying to
right
get
there.
It. Man, Envy said it. Everybody trying to eat. Everybody. She said everybody. Everybody.
Everybody.
Man, with that. Everybody. Say it again.
Everybody.
Yeah, it's hard. I ain't got that southern southern flavor. I'm a Hollywood boy.
Everybody.
We all trying to eat. Man, I've been to Detroit too. Man, let me tell you a funny Detroit story too. In my illustrious days as a hip hop artist. Back in the day when I was the shit, I remember them days like they was yesterday. Man, we was at a fairgrounds in Detroit. And it was a trip because it was a outdoor event. It was like a festival. It started in the daytime and then it ended at night. And as the tour bus pulled in, I'm looking across the street and it was like a chain-length fence. And right across the street was some fucking projects. And I'm like, this is an odd, man, it was like a fairground. It's like, this is an odd place to have a concert at, but I wasn't tripping because people could actually see the stage and hear the music from the project because they was all outside. And it's like, okay, wow, man, this is different. Man, all of a sudden, I think the Second of None was on stage, if I'm not mistaken. And it was a fight that was inside of the first 10. Well, no, it wasn't seats. It was like outdoor arena. But right in the front, it was a fight. And all of a sudden, you heard pop, 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 pop. And then everybody scattered. And when everybody left, it was a dude laying there, right? It was a trip. They stopped the concert. They picked dude up. They washed the blood down. And in approximately, I'd say about 30 to 45 minutes, the concert started right back up like it wasn't shit. That happened in Detroit. I remember it like it was yesterday, man. This hip-hop shit, man, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
And that was way back then. This was in the 90s. And it's like, wow. So, Lady Envy, you're stepping into some shit right about now. You see all the rappers that got killed back in the, well, not back in the day, just recently. See, we never had to really go through all of that. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really know about no rappers that had got murdered, you know. But now it's like they're getting murdered. They getting jacked. they getting set up by biatches. It's like, how are you going to dodge all of that? Do you have a plan so you can, like, because, man, these girls is just as ruthless as the dudes. I saw some shit that blew my mind, man. Let me tell you one more story because I be talking. I guess that's why I be doing radio. But let me tell you this story. Fucking heartbreaking. Man, this lady, man, she was a model, right? She was beautiful. Beautiful. She had just signed a contract with the Ford agency. And anybody know anything about modeling? That's like Tyra Banks type shit, you know. She's about to blow up.
Mm-hmm.
And a girl was so jealous of her. This happened in New York. Back in the day, the people used to have razor blades in their mouth. I don't know. You might be kind of young.
Mm-hmm.
You might not
really
know
that.
About that. Oh.
Yes,
right,
I do.
All right, cool. Oh, okay, well, cool. Well, bras used to have razor blades. And dudes. So what happened was they was jealous of her because she signed that contract, right? And the girl came out with that razor blade that was up under her tongue and sliced her in her face like an X. Her whole face opened up. She lost her left eye. It sliced through her nose. And when she did the other X, she had X in her face. It took 174 stitches, you know, just ruined that girl career. So I'd be really worried about, you know, females moving, you know, in and around, up and about, because these broads be jealous of you, especially you. You already cute.
Mm-hmm.
You already about your business. You got a little mouthpiece on you. I mean, it's like, do you ever, like, I'm not talking about fearing nobody, but do you ever, like, just sit back and say, damn, maybe I might want to be a little bit more cordial, a little bit more, maybe not antisocial, you know, just a little bit more humble so these bitches won't try to slip a Mickey in your drink or pay the bartender to put some fentanyl in your Hennessy. I be so thinking ahead of time.
Wait,
I don't trust nobody. I don't trust the bartender.
I
don't trust Nan.
What you just said.
Yeah.
What you just said, it already happened to me. I'm good.
Wow.
That's why I'm so
solo.
I stay out the way. In 2009, it already happened. All that stuff that stuff that they're doing, only thing about it, I'm still allowed to tell my story. And we'll hear about all of that in the transition. But
wow.
I've already been through that. Somebody already tried to take me out.
Wow. See, that scares me because, see, it's different between men. A man, if a dude don't like you, you know, and he might just want to sock you after you come off stage or snatch your chain or something like that. But for a woman, I always thought that the broads would be mad at you because the dudes like you, so they'll be mad at you. So I kind of understand how it can really be hard for a female MC as well, especially if you're good looking, you're dressed nice, you're smelling good. You feel what I'm saying? So just watch your back, your front, your side, man, at all times. Please do that for me. Please do that for me. That's all I ask of you. Just do that for me. Do that. As long as you can do that.
Oh, yeah.
And also, make sure when you move, you got, man, some people with you that really love you, that ain't going to run. You know what I'm saying? You don't want nobody
right.
to shoot nobody, you know, within your camp.
Right.
But you want to be respectful enough to whereas nobody going to try you. Feel me? A lot
right.
of times.
Right.
It's not who you are. It's a lot of times it's who you know. Feel me? So just man, I don't want to see you, you know, get in any kind of skirmish because that should have fucking killed me. Because I see the potential. That's the only reason, man, that I even agreed to this. It's like, man, let me listen to what I'm signing up for. Is this girl worthy? Because I've had rappers come across my desk for fucking years. And like you said, a lot of them don't be ready. A lot of them really don't be worthy. A lot of them be on some bullshit trying to use you as a stepping stone to get to the next level. Feel me? So just a little words of wisdom for you, Ma. That's all I can say.
I appreciate it. Right.
We over here, man. We just want to keep everybody safe. We don't preach, but we do try to teach. Feel me? And we treat everybody like we want them to treat our mama. That's one of my biggest lines. Feel me? So, man, I wish you all the success that you can get about this crazy ass game called hip hop. Because it is a crazy ass game. Back when I was doing it, they wasn't known every kind of designer appeal and drugs and all kind of shit. These motherfuckers is out of their mind. They out of their mind. Even the audience, half of the audience is fucking doped up and high that you gonna be performing for. You know, it's like, damn, these motherfucking kids nowadays, they crazy. If I had to do it all over again, I don't think I would even be a rapper because it's too much that can go wrong with trying to do good. Let that sink in.
I want
to
say this too.
Too much can go wrong trying to do good.
Right. And it's not even about, like, you looking at my journey and see how long I've been doing the music and everything. All of that's dope, but it's what I'm doing behind the scenes that's going to have this thing come full circle because it's deeper than that. It's the journey in it. It's going to impact. I want to be an impact in women's lives to let them know that whatever they went through, their struggles and trials and tribulations, to know that you never stop at anything. If you have to pause for a minute, you pause, you slow down, you yield, but don't you never stop. And you just come back to it. You go back to the drawing board with it and you keep going. Don't let anything stop you from whatever it is that you have destined to set out to do. And it's deeper than that. So my story, my journey, I'm going to be, you know, having little times where I'm able to speak to women about how to overcome depression, anxiety, you know, domestic violence, relationships, and things like that. I want to reach them in that area. And I can use this as an example to say, hey, look at this journey. Look what I've accomplished thus far by going through all of the things that I have went through. You know, so it's deeper than that. It's the music is there, you know. It'll open up a door, but it's going to open up a door for some, you know, other things. So the music
That's
is
right.
cool. I'm not doing it for the music. I'm doing it to each one, reach one, each one, teach one. It's the journey for me.
Aha. Wow. Now, ain't that a trip?
It ain't about it.
Me and G. Lou working on a song now called Each One, Teach One. Wow. G. Lou, did you hear that? D-Lou, did you hear that? That's kind of deep. But yeah, man, that's what we've always been on. That's what we've always been on. And what I can tell you that you might could take to the bank as well, I'm glad that you got your own style, your own sound. You know, because it's old saying, don't swerve off the freeway trying to follow cars that you can't keep up with. See, because a lot of these rappers, they want to do what the next nigga doing, and they got all this fake jewelry. Everybody look alike, and it's like, just stand apart, Ma. Whatever you do in this game, stand apart, and you will be recognized for that because it's more than just a spit, too. It's your presence. It's your attitude. It's your poise. Man, it's a lot of things that go along with entertainment, and we ain't just talking about rap because with your personality, you could be a fucking a 2B movie star. You can get in some independent films and start acting. Feel me? That's what I see you doing down the line. And I don't know you from a can of paint, but I do research on people. I don't just step up to the plate and try to interview somebody that I don't know what's happening. I done done my paperwork on. I done had paperwork read on you. I got your paperwork. I got your paperwork.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. But for
I feel
man, on the for really, it's like I've interviewed a gang of R&B people, and I've heard the stories about, you know, they be in it for the fame and wasn't looking at the money aspect. And when it was all said and done, a lot of them had the fame and the gold records, but living in a retirement home with a mother that's 85 years old, shit like that. So I don't really want that to happen to you, because me personally, I made a lot of mistakes in my rap career that you can't really take back. Feel me? And I've blown a lot of money that a lot of people would never see and that I can't get back. So it's like, just make sure that your journey is pure, your intentions are honorable, and you're going to reach that plateau where you're trying to go. I see it in you, man. I see it in you, man. It ain't just in you. It's on you. It's coming out your pores. You are right.
Oh, yeah.
You are right in my book. Believe me. I got you. I got your back. The front and your side. I got you, man. Now, I got to play. Man, I got to play one more song, though. I can't let you get away.
You got to come on with what you thought. Come on.
There you go again. You trying to tell me what to play.
Well, I'm just saying, see, I was just on your good side. We were just friends again. I've been a lady and everything. I know, and I'm trying to fuck it up.
And I'm fucking it up already. All right, man, let me play this one. Let me play this one, man, because this is, man, it's a tight song, too. 93.3 FM. Is. Check it out, y'all.
I know half of y'all hate the fact I'm blessed, and that ain't where I used to be, and that's a bitch. See, I done came a long way, ain't turning back. Do me a favor and stop bringing up my past. I know half of y'all hate the fact I'm blessed, and that ain't where I used to be, and that's a bitch. See, I done came a long way, ain't turning back. Do me a favor and stop bringing up my past. Well-known worthless babies, McCone's first lady. Love me or hate me, the mission I've taken. Of being hood famous, you know neighborhood's greatest. Haters and they feelings, listen up and pay attention. Introducing Lady Envy from Detroit to Mississippi. I lived there for a minute, now I roam in B.I.C. The German on the mission, I've been straight handling business. Grinding beneficial, don't believe in all that quitting. Lady Envy been winning, I should kill those nippies. Don't take no wooden nipples, cause I can't spin them. Mind focus, tunnel vision, grind smart on this mission. Mind focus, grind smart on this mission. I know half of y'all hate the fact I'm blessed, and that ain't where I used to be, and that's a bitch. See, I done came a long way, ain't turning back. Do me a favor and stop bringing up my past. I know half of y'all hate the fact I'm blessed, and that ain't where I used to be, and that's a bitch. See, I done came a long way, ain't turning back. Me a favor and stop bringing up my past. You quick to put your mouth on me, but you don't know my story. In and out of jail, I wouldn't listen to my mother. Too busy living in the moment, thinking I had homies. No indeed, envy please, they hating, you gon' see. You just wait till you fall down, they won't be nowhere around. I almost say gave up, but almost don't count. Ain't no way that I can slow down, I'm on the road now. I know just how I made it, that's the reason that I'm praying. Forever meditating. And I'm thanking God daily, cause of him I made it, yup, out that situation. Lesson after lesson, it was me who he was testing. Boss up and blessed, Lady Envy, you up next. I know half of y'all hate the fact I'm blessed, and that ain't where I used to be, and that's a bitch. See, I done came a long way, ain't turning back. Do me a favor and stop bringing up my past. I know half of y'all hate the fact I'm blessed, and that ain't where I used to be, and that's a bitch. I done came a long way, ain't turning back. Do me a favor and stop bringing up my past.
Ooh la la, I'm Nyla Boucher. Shotgunning with Tweed Cadillac, baby. The After Six Cruise mix. Pimping ain't easy, but it's easy to a pimp.
Hi, this is Ronnie Laws, and you're listening to Life in Paradise on 93.3 FM. Elegant jazz, R&B, and all in between.
Yo, it's Urge 7, man. I'm chilling, you know what I'm saying, with some lovely female companionship, you know, about to pop that bottle, candles burning, you know, mood set. It's only one place I'm turning that dial. It's only one guy I'm trusting to navigate my evening properly, and that's Mr. Tweed Cadillac over at the After Six Cruise Mix on 93.3 FM-ism. Spectacular lowrider oldies at their finest. Gets the job done every time.
The original Jamaican under the lower round Kenya K.A. Ox. 93.3 FM. My station you're listening to. This is the After Six Cruise Mix. When I want to romp with me. When I want to war. Come on!
Of JJ Fad, and you're listening to 93.3 Tweed FM, lowrider oldies that are so supersonic. Yeah, that's it.
Hi, I'm Bunny DeBarge, and you're tuned into 93.3 Tweed FM on the After Six Cruise Mix, the rhythm of the night.
Good evening, this is Melissa Morgan, and you're listening to 93.3 Tweed FM. This is the After Six Cruise Mix, where you can hear my new single, Footprints of an Angel.
Welcome to the After Six Cruise Mix on 93.3 FM.
We are your boy T.
And we would like to introduce Tweed Cadillac. Oh, baby.
Don't stop the music.
Now, take him to church.
Night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. But tonight, we got Lady Envy live on the premises. Four Tough, Detroit's Diamond in the Rough. It's going down. Envy, what would you like to tell the people that they don't know about you that they need to know about you real quick? Envy, where you at? Envy.
Wait, I need to get my life together with this mute because I'm just talking. I need to get my life together with this mute. So,
okay, well,
what I want to
say. Stay focused, stay focused. Stay focused. Put on your glasses so you can see how to hit the mute button.
Don't, What I want to tell the people that they don't know about me is that not only am I an artist, but I'm also a caterer. So I might be catering in a city near you pretty soon.
So what you cooking on? What you cooking on?
Man, I got to get the Cajun on. I love Cajun dishes, Cajun pastas and all that good stuff.
We got some seafood up in there somewhere. You got some seafood somewhere up in there.
Yeah, I love snow crab.
Me too. Shrimp. Wow. I knew I liked you for some reason. Because I don't like king crab.
Down.
King crab be bigger or chunkier.
Uh-uh.
But snow crab got the taste.
Right.
That's what I said. Man, that's
flavor.
What we do over
here,
y'all too.
Y'all know what I'm missing.
Man, I got some in my refrigerator right now. That's what we do.
Oh, yeah, your girl,
crab.
Chef.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, she a home chef. She hooks it up.
Wow.
Going down.
Snow crab.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard of a OG pizza place called Little Caesars?
Yeah.
You know, the cheapest pizza place in the world.
I used to love them, though.
I'm not talking about their pizzas. Here is the thing. Get you some snow crab, right? And then go and get their garlic butter sauce. I go in there and I don't even buy no pizza.
Nah.
I get a handful of them butter garlic sauce. They got the best, for crabs. Dip them snow crabs in that Little Caesar's garlic butter sauce. Oh my God, it's the shit. I've turned on, I don't know how many people to that little secret. It'll blow your mind. It's also good. It's also good on steaks as well. If you got a nice little T-bone pour some of that on there. Little Caesar's garlic butter sauce. It'll blow your mind.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. It'll blow your mind.
Oh, man.
People ain't really hip to it, but it's the shit. It's the shit. I ain't going to steal you wrong, and I ain't going to lead you home. But that's the shit right there. Believe me. So we finna be catering and busting rhymes at the same time. That's the plan.
Oh yeah, and I'm a licensed cosmetologist and hooking you up. You got some hair on the head?
I'm bald. I'm a bowling ball. But if you did facials or something like that, I might fuck with you.
Oh yeah.
But I'm a bowling ball. I ain't got no hair. My hair grow from the inside. Folks just can't see it. I blame it on my grandmama. Because back in the day, I had to wave like I had the perm. I had all that shit, man, back in the day, right? All them Revlon perm kits fucked me all up. But I had the perm. I graduated junior high, man, with the press and curl. So all the chemicals kind of got to me. They kind of got to me, you know. Man, but yeah, them Revlon perm kits was the shit back in the day. But I tell you one thing.
Not like this for me.
So you finna cook, do their hair, and bust rhymes. As soon as you get them over to the spot, you gonna cook them a deal, cook them a meal. Do they hear and bust some rhymes for them at the same time?
All at the same time.
So you really are an entrepreneur, as they say. You really are an entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah, on the straight up and down. Oh, yeah, serial entrepreneur. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And everything I do, I love. I love it. Love it.
You got to love it to get something out of it. So that's beautiful.
I love it.
Okay, now I can play my favorite song. Actually play my favorite song right now. Well, I hope it's yours as well. But if it's not yours as well, you need to go get your magnifying glass, go to your email, and send it to me, and I'll play it next week. But this is my favorite song, y'all, because I'm not drunk as a skunk, but I got a buzz like a slug, and brown liquor ain't no joke. Brown liquor, hey, man, for all y'all out there, brown liquor is good, man. It's like super cool, man. It's good as fuck. I got two little lumps in my cup. I ran out of Coca-Cola because I didn't want to go straight up because I'm kind of doing a radio show, and I don't, you know, I don't want to be all slurring because, you know, man, I don't want to embarrass my co-host, G-Lou, because he know I be getting buzzed sometimes. You know, G-Lou, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
G-Lou, you there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, man. I can't embarrass G-Lou, but sometimes I be tripping, man. That brown getting me, I might say some crazy shit. So if I offended you in any way, I do not apologize.
I know you don't. I know you don't. I know. It's all good, though. You're good, though.
But I love you like a play, cuz. It's all good. I'm going to play my favorite song, and then we're going to come back and chop it up. We still got 15 minutes. It ain't past your bedtime. You ain't doing nothing. You ain't got no cakes in the oven, so just chill with me, all right?
No. That's all season.
All right, here we go, y'all. 93.2 FM. See, I'm slurring. We finna toast, man. Let's toast to this. Monumental Lady Envy live on the premises with G-Lou, Tweet Cadillac, FunDiggity.com, Sun Sound Concerts and Tours, Magnificent Wax, BTP Media, and Stacey Adams Incorporated. Check it out, y'all. Let's toast. Damn, let's toast. What's happening here?
John Dummy made the beat and I'm gonna keep it.
But I need that travel, I see your point.
This one for my mom and my sister and my brother. This one for my niece, my nephew and my cousin. This one for the struggle, yup, shout out to the grind. Told them I hit mine all the time. This the realest, let's toast, open up a bottle. And we not worried about no haters, we don't do fraud. Now put your cups in the air, yeah, right there. To the right, to the left, here they image self. This the realest, let's toast, open up a bottle. And we not worried about no haters, we don't do fraud. Now put your hands in the air, yeah, right there. To the right, to the left, here they image self. Where you been at, my girl, huh? I get that a lot. Yup, I've been on my grind. I've been on top. I found my way. Nobody but me. Friend of me. You see, I'm living dreams.
Yo, what dreams?
Stand down and stop, come up, yeah, they work for me. See, everybody trying to eat, you know what's up with me. If it don't come with cheddar cheese, oh, baby, hold the beat. See, I ain't trying to have my family yelling recipes. Oh baby, please, no indeed, y'all, I'm just getting started. But if push come to shove, we a problem solving. You know, add and subtract, yeah, you do the math. But I ain't tryna take it there, so don't you make me mad. So this little red bone spicy with a fine ass, ay, ay. I'm having fun with this one, y'all. How y'all feeling out there? Ay, ay, ay. Come on, what up? If you hold the empty cup, fill it up, a pour up, a pour up, a pour up. Let's go. 11 years later, aftermath still available. Back in a better independent, no label. In the entertainment and I'm first lady. A real burglar, baby. Oh yeah, I told him I'd get it. No one paid attention to my independent mission. I've been on it for a minute, missing every diamond nickel, ta-da. If you save it, don't spend it, huh? Y'all know what I learned.
What you learned, girl?
It's been a journey, too. It was never y'all's job to believe in me. I had to believe and trust that I would succeed. If I didn't, I know you didn't. Ta-da! Salute, stay down till you come up, baby. Come have a toast for me. To the good life. Yeah. Why not turn up with your girl one time? I told y'all that I would get mine.
tell them every time.
Like you about to kill him every time, man. I kind of feel it.
That's it.
I actually kind of feel it. You about to kill him. Shouldn't really be that hard, because once you got that expertise under your belt, you got the drive, the motivation, the determination, a whole bunch of other adjectives that too drunk to even list right about now. I kind of think that you about to make me proud, man. You're going to be that goddaughter that I know that I could let out into that hip-hop nation, and you finna do your thing. Man, let's hit the phone lines up real quick, though. Caller, you are live on the air with Lady Envy. Speak on it. Holler at a player, just don't yell.
Hey, what's up, though? This is Sin from Houston, Texas.
What's up,
man?
What's good? What's good?
Doing good. Tuning in, supporting you, though.
I so appreciate it. That's 100. I appreciate it. You enjoying the show?
Oh, yeah. I'm loving it, though, huh? I like
so seeing
play, too.
So, seeing, what do you like about, man? Give us three traits that you love about Lady Envy. I'm just curious to know, because she's a bad mamma jamma.
She passionate, determination, and she a strong woman.
Wow.
Those are great traits.
You should be
already
married then.
Appreciate it.
You know,
I should be.
Married? Are you married?
No, I'm not. No, not married. No children, anything. Nothing like that right now.
Okay. You doing you.
Mhm.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you like men?
Yes, of course I love them.
Well, hey,
love
man, hey, I don't
this
judge. I just ask a question. I didn't
I love,
mean that
on,
by.
I like, even love me.
I just ask a question.
Big muscle.
Huh?
Strong muscle. Big cat.
Well, you a fool for that one?
well,
right.
Man, I didn't mean no harm.
I love my
man. I just ask a question, hey, man,
you
this is 2023,
with the
this is 2023,
with the
oh my God, this is 2023, I want to be politically correct, I don't want to get canceled and
I
all
feel
that
you.
Other
I feel,
stuff,
I,
but
yo,
hey,
I feel you though, I promise I do, I feel you on that though.
Shit, I'm a lesbian. I love
that.
Girls. I'm a lesbian.
I bet you do. I know you do.
I love girls. I love girls. I love how they smell. I love how they look nude. I love them when they wet in the shower.
Somebody
can
give you a cup, glass, bottle, whatever it is on there.
I'm a lesbian.
Yeah.
So,
now.
Hey, we don't judge over here. We just play quality music. 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, each and every Thursday night. Make sure to tell a hater to tell a player. Can y'all do that for me? That's all I want y'all to do. Can y'all do that for me?
Yo,
yes,
dude,
no,
I
maybe.
I start saying that.
Oh, now you want to steal my lines and shit.
Tell a hater to tell a player. I need to get that
okay.
on the shirt. Come on, please. Let's
my
get
God.
It.
And I'm going to sue the shit out your ass. And I'm going to sue the shit out your ass. I own that cap.
You see how you just be throwing me away? I was supposed to be
I
like,
know,
like,
but you be trying to steal my catchphrase. Don't be trying to steal my catchphrases and shit. Hey, look, though, y'all need to go to tweakatlight.com. You better get y'all some merchandise, pictures, videos, music. Y'all can really see my life, my struggle, my grind, over 30 years in hip-hop, and make sure to tell a hater, to tell a player to go there too as well. But Lady Envy, man, I had a great night. You got the floor.
Oh, yeah, so did I. I appreciate it.
Is there anything else that you want to tell the world? Anything that you forgot that you're thinking about right now? Throw it at him. Throw it at him. I got your back, your front, and your side. I don't care what you say. I'm with you, not against you. Holler at him.
Yeah. Hey, if you were sleep prior to this, I need you to wake up. Tell a hater, to tell a player, it's up and it's stuck. Your girl is doing major things. If you haven't already, been on Lady Envy train, you know, it's time for you to come on and get on it. She live, she real, you know. And y'all stay connected, you know. And for
she can cook.
Catering and all of that coming, you know, so I'll be in the city near you on the straight up and down. Cater eat in the building, Envy's Creations on the hair. You know, so you got to know, you know, a little bit about what I do outside of the music. You know, so hopefully I said something that inspired you, said something that made you think about your journey a little deeper than what it was. If it's something that you started, go back and pick it up. I hope I help you believe in yourself again. You know, understand that good things come in time. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing it. Don't let nobody stop you from what you're doing. You believe in yourself, and you ain't got to always let your left know what your right doing. Keep some things private. Pray and keep God first, and it's up.
Also, give a shout-out, man, to your producers, man, because a lot of times they don't get credit. You know, the artists always get the shine. Man, give a shout-out, man, to your producers because they gave you some phenomenal music to really put you in the game real strong.
Oh, yeah.
So, man, can he have some love,
too?
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not being selfish.
Oh, yeah, big.
Not being selfish.
Look, yo, much love out to Ant Beat, Drum Dummy on the beat, DJ Chop a Lot. I love y'all, and I appreciate y'all. I'm going to continue to do business with you all. You all have been rocking and rolling always, continuing to send me great material, and I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart.
Beautiful. Give a big shout-out, man, once again, to Dwayne Miller for making all of this happen for me. And, man, I had a beautiful event
much
tonight,
love,
man.
Much love, Mr. Miller. I thank you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man, we had a lot of fun, man, so stay close to me. If you need something, holler at me. You got my email. Let's keep the train moving. So everybody. I can't say that shit. I'm from Cali. I ain't from Mississippi. M-I-S-S-I-S-S. I pimp, that's all I
everybody.
Know.
I know that's real.
You know what I'm trying to say. Hey, man, everybody trying to eat. So, man, holler at us, y'all. Just don't yell. Make sure to tune in next Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. It's been swell. Also, Envy, once again, I tried to post this show on your page, and I guess you don't let outsiders put stuff on your wall on Facebook. So if you want the show to post, go to my Facebook page, and you'll be able to put it on your page. And people that didn't listen live or want to listen online will be able to hear that show as well. That show is also available on tweakadlike.com as well. So it's been swell, y'all, but we got to bail. Until next week, God bless each and every one of y'all. As I said before, we will be here each and every Thursday night, henceforth now, because they can't stop a high-speed soul train. And treat others like you want them to treat your mama. And with that being said, we out like a light switch. God bless y'all. Peace.
Thank you, sweet.
No problem.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah.
sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.